Morning, Dave. How are you going?
Michael, morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well indeed. I'm looking forward to... you've got runners everywhere. Today at Geelong, you've got tomorrow at the Valley, but I'm going to start with Sunday because the most anticipated race in my mind for the weekend, and probably yours and Kieran's, is the Grand National Hurdle on Sunday, where your superstar Ablaze takes on a red-hot field. How is Ablaze going?
Yeah, he's really, really well. He had a gun up under Johnny Allen this week on the grass, and Deck and the team have been really happy with the way he's bounced back from Sydney. So, obviously, really looking forward to it.
What did you make of that Sydney sojourn where he was, I don't know, was he outclassed in the Stayers Cup?
Yeah, he was probably just, you know, probably a little bit outclassed, a little bit out-sprinted, I suppose, if that's the right word. You know, he ran at an annual and then met a soft track of 2 miles in Sydney after that. Really, he was just caught for a bit of tow.
Has he got the speed, do you think, to win a Grand National Hurdle?
Yeah, he certainly think so. It's not a big field, and he's getting weight from Charlie Twinkle Toes as well, so he's obviously got an awful lot of class. He's got staying ability, and if we need to pour it on, pour the stamina on, we can in the race.
What do you make of your main rival, Tally-ho Twinkletoe, who he has a huge weight to carry, 73.5, but he was so impressive winning both nationals last season.
Yeah, he was, and you know, we thought his reappearance was pretty good, and naturally he's going to improve a lot for that as well. So he commands a lot of respect, obviously.
And the plan, you've got such a high opinion of this boy, is you'd one day like to see him competing over in England in some of the best jumps races. Is that what the ultimate dream goal would be?
Yeah, well, look, there's an awful lot of options for him, isn't there? He's still a young horse. He's still furnishing. And he is lightly raced over jumps. So, you know, the Jericho is obviously a race that we've got to contest in. And then after that, you know, we've Rod Lyons and his group of owners are very sporting and they're open to any ideas.
Well, he's your big gun on the weekend on Sunday. You've got a few other runners there. Anything else we should be backing at Ladbrokes on Sunday?
I really, really fancy Ty Sonic to run well and she's drawn very wide, but I think Malarita would be quite hard to beat in that race as well.
All right, and tell us about Saunter Boy making his jumps debut. He's had enough class on the flat previously.
Yeah, he probably won't run in that race. He'll probably go to Casterton next weekend now. Put him in the hope that the race might come up a little bit lighter, but it's a little bit stronger than we first thought, so he'll probably go to Casterton.
All right, well, we'll be looking forward to the Sunday Grand National meeting, hopefully with cash in our pockets after the Valley tomorrow. And Al Ghulail, he's been considered the only danger to the short price favourite in the first. He's probably about due to perform. I know we've been talking to yourself and Kieran over the last few starts. You say he's almost there now. He hit the line well at Flemington, although he was still beaten a couple of lengths by Romance. So how do you see the race panning out tomorrow?
Yeah, look, small field, doesn't look to be an awful lot of speed. He can actually go forward. He just sort of has this running style of getting back, mainly from just barriers, but actually his wins at the Valley have been from more forward positions. We were going to run in the 2,000, but it's come up stronger and the mile is significantly weaker. So that be the only query is going a mile again, whether he's quite got the turn of foot, you know, 2 weeks after his last run to win. So that's the only query, but, you know, we can't fault the horse. He's in great nick, and we think he'll give the favourite a run for his money.
He loves the Valley, obviously. Would you like to see him sitting up behind the leader, ideally, from that barrier?
Yeah, definitely. There's no need for him to be any further back than that. And, you know, as I said, I don't think there's an awful lot of speed. So back, slow speed at the Valley, recipe for disaster. So hopefully we can be in the first 2, 3, 4.
Race number 2, you've got Tanker, who resumes, and this was one of your better 2-year-olds back in the day, up against some of the best going around in the Blue Diamond, which is the last time we actually saw him. How's he progressed for his first start as a 3-year-old?
Yeah, he's an interesting horse. He was impressive, obviously, on debut, and then things didn't really pan out. Thought his run in the Prelude was pretty good, and you know, the Diamond was probably a step too far. Come to the end of his prep, common number of combinations is the way he didn't really run great in the Diamond, mainly because he probably just wasn't good enough. But he's been gelded, which has certainly helped. And you know, he's had a very fast mare, and he's showing a good bit of speed in his trial. So you know, it's a little bit of a, you know, it's a bit of a crossroads for a lot of horses early spring, whether they're going to measure up or not. We sort of wanted to get into this race where it's a little bit lower on, you know, on quality than obviously spring races. And if you're running very well and or winning, then you're pushing on to a Vane and a McNeil, and if you're not, then you're probably just reassessing. So it's quite a big day for him tomorrow, and we're hopeful, but say we haven't seen an awful lot from him on the track anyway since his first start, so he needs to go and do it.
You've got a tongue tied as well. Is that something that is just a precaution, or he's shown you he's got a few breathing issues?
He's worn that before, and in his work at home, and it's actually more just for a little bit of control. The horse, he can be a little bit free in his work, so tongue tie helps just bring him back a step or two.
Looks good speed in the race from barrier eight. Will he just try and sit off it?
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of horses wanting to push forward, so we'll just let him travel and get a nice rhythm. And he just had a tendency to hang to the left under pressure as a colt, and hopefully we don't see that. We haven't seen it since gelding him, so hopefully he can sort of just travel comfortably. He's probably going to be two or three off the fence, and hopefully being able to flow into it.
The next race is another intriguing one for a couple of your three-year-olds. A Beautiful Night, who comes through similar tanker form line last time we've seen in the Blue Diamond. And, she showed good speed. She led up the Blue Diamond. She won a preview leading throughout. She was one of the most progressive two-year-olds when last in work. And then you've got Peggy Celine, who's got the more recent form, which certainly looks good after what Parlophone did last start. Can you compare the two at this stage?
Yeah, tricky one. They don't work together. They're both in the same spot, Ballarat, but they don't work together. Beautiful Night, great bunch of owners, had a great ride last preparation, and who they bred themselves, and she's an absolute star. Gutted to see her draw, to be honest, because there's an awful lot of speed in the race, and her, she is one of them. But she's come back well. She's had a grow. There's still, you know, a fair bit of furnishing to go with her. She took us by surprise, even as a two-year-old. As I sort of kept saying the whole way through, she doesn't really look an early precocious type, but she went and did it. So I thought she'd run really well, but just a worry from that draw where she's going to end up.
Mm. Well, Peggy Celine is the one who's got the good gait and the good recent form. Is she, by the sound of it, you're on top selection? And has she come on since that last start run at Sandown, where she was really good?
She was very good, and it was a couple of quick runs as well. We asked the question of her. She had two tough runs in 9 days, so we, you know, purposely wanted to give her a little bit of a freshen, a few, 5-6 days out in the paddock, and she's come back really well. Her work's been sharp. And it's a beautiful draw for her. I think she'll run a really, really big race, as you say. The form's been franked, which is nice to see. We think she'll love the valley, so any given the track will really suit her too. And you know, I think she'll run a big race.
I was going to say, she's a former Queenslander, but do you think she's better suited on softish tracks?
Well, look, she went through a heavy track at Sandown, which is always a big plus. And she is a very, you know, she's quite go-y, but in a good way. You know, she's a, like a little moped going. I think she'll absolutely love the valley, and I think she'll handle any ground, to be honest. But it's very encouraging when they do handle heavy tracks, because it slows a lot of the others up as well.
You've got West Wind, who goes around in the fifth. It looks a really open race. Gee, just threw the race away last start at Sale. What happened there? Why was she so wayward?
Well, Matthew Cartwright's a lefty, and I don't think she's ever had a tap with the left in the left hand. So I think she got caught by surprise by that, and was, you know, wandering out in front. She's always been a bit of a quite a green filly. I know that's a stupid thing to say. She won her first three, but she never did it with too much authority and didn't really know what she's doing. But she's come on again. Both her runs have been good. And as you say, she should have won last start. And if she had, she'd probably half the odds. So a very, very open mare's race. And, you know, if we could make her a city winner for Waikato and some of the local lads, Berkey and the Byron Beat, massive. They lease her, and hopefully they can have a good day watching her run well at the rally.
Keen to get your thoughts on a couple today at Geelong. You got some interesting first starters in the first race. These are two very well bred 2 year olds, related to some pretty impressive gallopers. How do you expect Pal D'Oro and Wise Counsel to go in the first?
Yeah, Pal D'Oro is a horse to follow. Obviously, you know, he's well bred horses after Junior Pearl. And we're looking forward to him kicking off, but he's probably not a winning chance quite today. And Wise Counsel has trialled well. He's a good looking horse. You know, there's an awful lot of talk about the brother who's gone to Hong Kong and was very impressive. So, I'm not saying he's going to win by 10 like he did, but he's a nice horse. We'd expect him to go well.
So he's not another Master Montara?
Well, not yet, but you know, pretty improvement.
What about later in the day? I love the name of this horse, Just Wins. Does it live up to the moniker?
Yeah, he could do, yeah. He's a nice horse who has had, you know, he's been trialled up and he's done plenty at home. He knows his job pretty well. So we'd expect him going closer.
You've got Will John and also Pearl Princess. Who's your best today?
I think Will John's probably our best. He's done nothing wrong. He's been crying out for a mile and a half. Geelong will, you know, have a nice big track like that. He's big, long striding, boat of a horse, really. And I think he'll win.
All right, I like that confidence. And then give us your best over the weekend.
Best for Saturday would be Al Galliel, and best for Sunday would be a Blaze.
Good on you, mate. Good luck over the weekend, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Michael.
Dave Eustace.